Hello, listeners, and welcome. 12 Sided Stories presents Otherworld London, an actual play RPG podcast that uses the 7th edition Call of Cthulhu system. We weave macabre Gaslight era tales of terror and suspense for your listening enjoyment. Our games are story driven and rules light. Now, our keeper for Otherworld London, Wes Otis.
Let's jump right into it. Let's introduce our players. We'll start with Terry.
Oh, hello. I'm Terry Gamble. I play Alizé Carew. I'm a shopkeeper. Not as much anymore. I'm kind of busy right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kelsey Osborne, and I am playing Maggie Cooper, who, like, really can't seem to just not have people trying to kill her recently. I don't know what's going on with that.
It's a thing
that's happening.
I am Mac Beauvais. I'm playing Ethel Prendergast, who is very unhappy about a recent family reunion.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I'm playing Eugenia Penbottom of the Lancashire Penbottoms.
Okay, so last episode we had a lot of things happening. First, Ethel found herself in a dreamscape where she talked to Easter, who told her where Mabel was staying, a warehouse near the East End. When she woke up, they both went out to go find Mabel and hopefully the book. They were chased down by members of Alizé's pack. Alizé had previously that night spoken with one of her pack brothers. The Horde God basically made it possible for Alizé to sense that Ethel was in trouble with her former pack. And so Alizé went to her aid. After they got rid of the wolves, they then went off to find Mabel at the warehouse where all this magical things were happening. They were basically had just gotten done with some kind of ritual where they had sacrificed a bunch of people and were floating in the center of the room in a catatonic or suspended state. Alizé stole the book back and they both escaped. The next morning, Eugenia got a letter from a former lover asking if they could go to lunch. She hasn't spoken to this gentleman in several years, so it kind of threw her off. Then they realized that they hadn't talked to Wilford in a long time. So Eugenia, Alizé, and Maggie went out to go find out what happened to them. When they got to Wilford's apartment, they found that Wilford had been shot, as well as Rick, while they were in bed together, left to basically rot. And that was the end of the show.
You were supposed to meet with Lord McNevin this morning, Eugenia, so let's start with that. How do you dress?
He's asking what you're wearing.
What you wear? Describe your bustle, your hoop skirt, your
14 layers of clothing, darling. Slut.
So scandalous. So few.
Oh, let me see that
it's
angle.
It's summer. No, I don't know what time.
Don't go out with less than 20.
Do you dress like any differently than you would normally dress?
Perhaps an extra spritz of perfume.
Okay. Ooh. All right.
But nothing to cause suspicion, right?
Let's not be garish, darling.
You get to this cafe that the note has said, and standing out front is Lord McNevin. You haven't seen him in a very long time. He looks good for his age. He looks like he's kept his health up, and he's losing his hair a little bit, but not too bad. And
ah, there you are, lass. As beautiful as ever. I'm so honored that you accepted my invitation.
Yes, it was quite a surprise.
Aye, it's been a long time. What I have to talk to you about is a bit sensitive, and I don't want anybody around here hearing what I've got to say. So, would you mind if we went for a walk? I had a bit of a conversation.
Well, all right. It's quite,
quite different.
Well, I don't want to make you feel odd.
Well, it's one thing for me to be seen having brunch with an old friend, but to be walking with a gentleman, that's something quite different.
Ah, lass, I see your point. Let's go in, get some food.
So you guys go in and you sit down, and it's relatively busy.
Andy says, what's with all the strange people in the masks?
I don't quite know how to explain it, but let's just say there's sort of a cultish following developing. Just avoid them at all costs.
I will. So the reason I needed to talk to you, I need to tell you a story about my wife and my children. See, they recently passed under strange circumstances.
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
I thank you. Now, as I said, the way that they passed was very strange, and I'm hoping you'll be open-minded to the story, because it's all true.
Very well.
My family and I had just finished dinner, and we decided to go out on the porch and enjoy a beautiful Scottish night. It was wonderful out, only a hint of rain. It was just me and my wife and my two sons. No one else around for miles. It was perfect. So at some point I went back inside to get my pipe. And as I was looking for it, the door slammed shut. I didn't think about it because I thought it was the wind. But when I went to the door and tried to open it, it would not open. So when I went to the window to look what was going on outside, I saw a white figure making its way across the moors. It looked like some kind of woman in white floating off the ground. It started to come towards our porch very quickly. I tried everything to open the door. I couldn't. It would not open. And that's when it came up on the porch and it took my children and my wife. They just vanished.
Oh, I'm so terribly sorry. What I...
Do you believe me, though? I know it's a far-fetched story, but it's true. And we haven't seen each other in so long. I just pop up out of the blue after 20 years and tell you this fantastic story. My kids are dead and my wife is dead. I know it's weird.
You've no idea what I've been through over the last 6 or 7 months. I've seen some very strange things myself. So it does not surprise me. It does surprise me that it would happen so far north. Let me ask you, do you know anyone who has been reading or practicing the occult?
No, I have not.
Have you seen any other strange things prior to that or after?
No, I've heard stories of ghosts and wolves and things, stay off the moors and all that stuff. But I haven't actually seen anybody. But that's not only the reason why I'm here. Unfortunately, I have to talk to you about something that's a bit delicate.
And that wasn't?
I'm afraid not. No, that wasn't the worst of it, no. Remember when we were together? You were betrothed to me, we were going to get married, and your mother decided she didn't want you to marry a Scotsman. Even though I'm a full lord, I mean, really, she gets you married off to some southerner. I forgot his name again.
Robert.
Aye, Robert, yes. Well, remember the night that your mother told you that you could not marry me and you came over anyway against her wishes? It was a stormy Scottish night with a warm barn, hay. Everything was perfect. At least, I felt that it was perfect. It's a wonderful night. Do you remember that night?
Not at all.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But you got married not very long after that night. And then you had a son not long after that.
I see.
Look, I wouldn't be bringing any of this up if it wasn't for the fact that I don't have a family anymore. And no kids. Nobody. The line ends with me now. And I have no one to pass on anything to. So I need to know if your oldest could be mine.
Well,
are you sure you don't remember that night? I can't forget it. It stayed with me all these years.
A lady doesn't remember things that happened before she was married.
Well, that's a shame.
At least she tries not to.
Aye, but there's nothing wrong with the past, dear. At least the one that we had. It was good times.
So, but even if he were, I'll have to think on the timing. But even if he were, how would we even prove that? Or disprove it?
I'm not sure, lass. I haven't figured out all of it. And the only reason I bring it up, like I said, is there's nobody else. My family has been in that house for 800 years. My title, my belongings, everything would just be gone. Everything. I can't let that happen. And I need your help.
I have one more question, and you might think it odd.
After what I put you through already? Nah, this won't be anything odd about it. Go ahead.
How long has it been since you've spoken with or had contact with Lord or Lady Tillis?
Let me see. It's been about 5 years since the last time I was in London, but I think I saw them at some function. I tend to avoid Lord Tillis. He's a bit of a wanker.
Yes, I think we all know that. But did... Was there mention that your sons would have been the last of your line?
It's not something I advertise. I'll go around and go, look, these are my two boys. If they die, we're done. It's not really a conversation I have.
No, but it is a conversation which would have stuck out.
True. But is there a reason why you think they'd be involved?
Well, this cult of which you see all the people with masks.
Right.
It's sort of connected.
Well, I wouldn't know how. I haven't been in London in a long time. But I'm going to be here for a few weeks, and I'd appreciate it if you thought on what I'm saying. If there's any way we can work something out, I know it's a lot to ask. Maybe you can come by and visit.
Thank you. I will think about it.
It's been nice seeing you. And if you come by and visit me, now you'll remember things because you're married.
Oh, shame on you.
My apologies, dear. It was good to see you.
It was good to see you, too.
All right, so Alizé and Ethel, you guys wake up and you find that Eugenia is already gone. She's already done her thing. I don't know, would you guys have... Obviously, you have the book back. You guys had this whole little side adventure thing.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a conversation?
Oh, yeah. I told her all the things that I saw as okay. well, because that was crazy.
Okay.
There's people levitating and whatnot, and a lot of dark things are happening.
Yeah. Would you have locked yourself back up that night?
I don't know if I would have locked myself back up, but that's my room now, so. So, yeah.
Because I feel like mm-hmm. I could see them chatting late into the night and Ethel going through the mm-hmm. book and actually falling asleep,
mm-hmm.
like, propped with against a little, the wall. Mm-hmm.
Nuzzled with her little wolf friend.
You guys had a long night.
So, after this experience and you've given the information to each other, what kind of... have you formulated any kind of thoughts on a plan? That's an overarching plan. Do we have bullet points on how to make that happen?
Step one, get good weapon. Step two, kill Mabel.
I was like, I'm right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready to help. If you need a little help of disposal, I could help.
I'm not sure that method of disposal would be quite helpful to either of us.
True, but...
It's still disposal.
It's a start.
I do not think that you want the death of Mabel on your head.
No, I don't. Back to square one.
Perhaps there's more in this book, and I am going to spend some more time...
Some spells?
With it, yes.
All right, well, let me know if I can be of any service. I'm going to take a nap. I'm still knackered.
All right, Maggie. You wake up, and you're heading down to the kitchen to get tea and whatever. And when you get down there, you notice that the door is wide open.
I definitely don't have any PTSD from the kitchen now, so that's fine.
And there's a note sitting on the table.
I mean, I don't know that it would be my instinct to go and pick up a note because I can't read.
True.
And I'm going to go see if I can find somebody in the house.
Okay.
So I'm going to go see if I can track down maybe Ethel.
Well, actually, with Alizé taking a nap, I feel like Ethel would probably be poring over the book, you know, and coming downstairs to have some breakfast pours over the book.
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk downstairs, and Maggie's walking upstairs from the kitchen.
Oh, Ethel, I'm so glad to see you. No one is in the kitchen. I can't seem to find anyone, and... I don't know, there was a note, but I can't really make it out.
Oh, and it appears there's some blood on it. That is all too commonplace lately.
Yeah, I found that a bit disturbing as well.
The note says, I've got the girl. Come to the East End.
Wait, do you think it means Lucy?
I can only assume.
I have to go. I've got to find Lucy. Oh my God, I think Craggy may have taken Lucy. Oh my God, I wish I had killed him in that alley.
And he is not going to stop causing trouble.
I've got to go. I'm going to go see if I can track down Craggy.
You should not go alone.
I have to go. He's going to kill her.
I will accompany you.
All right, get your pistol. I'm going to go upstairs and get my pistol and my knife.
Alizé, you fall asleep and you wake up in this flower-laden field with beautiful trees just off into the distance.
Oh, no.
And a few feet away from you is a satyr.
Into that.
And
this is how you got in trouble in the first place, man.
I am so sorry. I was just thinking about this episode of SNL, and they have, anyway, these girls that are specifically, they're just really into Mr. Timnus, and like they go to England, and like it's brilliant. Anyway, for those of you out there like me who are very into this, check that sketch out. It's very good.
So he's standing there, and he's got a flower crown on and these large horns.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, you got to have the large horns.
He does this really deep bow and says, M'lady, will you follow me to speak with the king?
Probably not a great idea, but...
He really wants
here we
to
go.
Speak with you.
Sure. I have some business with him as well.
All right, so you follow him into the woods, and there's...
And there's some guests.
And there's this clearing with two large thrones. The parts of the thrones are made out of antler horns. And Sir Nunos is standing next to the throne. And he puts his hand out to you. Would you like me to interpret for you?
Sure, I'm going to need it, I think.
The king wishes you to sit on the throne with him.
Definitely not.
He kind of looks up at...
I'm guessing this is probably more of a command than a question.
He says that he understands that you feel like you're being commanded to do everything.
No, he doesn't understand.
But that he is willing to make you a regent like him. If you're willing to stay.
No, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm no longer willing to stay in this imaginary, this place.
What is imaginary about this place?
Everything. It's not real.
It's very real, madam.
It only appears when I'm sleeping or passed out. No, it's not real.
You've never seen the king when you are in the waking world?
Of course I've seen him in the waking world.
So how is he a fantasy then?
I don't want it anymore. I want to be set free.
Sununos looks at you for a moment. He walks over and he picks up one of the antler horns and he hands it to you. The king is aware of your plans. If you wish, you may free yourself from the wild. If you find your bind so hard and so unwanted, he will let you go.
Just like that? I don't think it'll be that easy. Will that mean I have to die?
No. But you will have to kill him. Or at least in this reality, as you say.
Oh, no.
He does love you. How is his marriage proposal any different than the one you got from the mortal?
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. No, I did. I did mean to laugh. It's completely different. I wasn't forced to become something that I wasn't for... Benny loved me for me. This creature wants me to be a creature along with him.
He's a god.
He's a creature. God to you, maybe. Creature to me. I can't stay here. I don't belong. I have too much pulling me on the other side. It's farewell. And I run.
You're going to stab him?
It's happening. I'm gonna try.
You run and he doesn't move. And he lets you plunge this antler into him. And this wave of blood comes out from the wound and it covers you. You start to fall backwards. Your mind starts to split as the wolf part of you starts to separate from the human part of you. I need you to make a sand check.
Yeah, I'm crazy now. Because I was like, rah! Oh. I'm all right. 20.
Okay, so you still take 1 point because...
Well, that wasn't so bad. Okay. Wave of blood? That's not so bad.
That's okay. I had to bite my tongue so I didn't start singing. He uses antlers in all of his decorating. What a
my
guy.
That's an
antler guy.
All right. So when you fall back and you feel the splitting of the minds of your wolf mind from your mortal mind,
mm-hmm.
You, for the first time, feel like you did before you had the wolf, and before you were a hunter, and before you had, you know, that inner predator feel. And you look a few feet away from you, and in the blood is a wolf, and it starts to come too. And the satyr says, Queen of Food, you've made your choice. I would run.
Queen of Food? You didn't tell me, though, that...
So you book it.
Yeah.
Okay. And as you're running out, you notice Sir Nunos lying on the ground in this large pool of black liquid, and he starts to kind of fade into it. And you, even though you know you're making the right choice, I'm sure that part of you must feel something.
I feel alone right away. Like I lost a part of myself that had become integral to part of my being. And like I lost a friend and a lover, but it was all-consuming. And I do, as I start to run, I'm terrified, but I'm also exhilarated again and reinvigorated, kind of like I was when I was 10 originally, but with a new force and vigor that sets me free. And I run like the mother freaking wind.
Okay, so we'll get back to the chase in just a second. I'm not going to have you get home at the exact same time as they are leaving in Eugenia, but after he tells you this, after Lord McNevin leaves, what do you do? Like, do you go directly home? Do you? Is there anything you want to do?
I think she goes home, but she walks so she can think. She doesn't take a coach.
So as you're walking, you notice down one of the alleyways a man in a rabbit's mask, and he is running from a woman in a wolf's mask. And the woman jumps up in the air, takes out a knife, and plunges it into his throat. Just a few feet away from the actual street. And no one else seems to notice or even react except for you. She just starts eating his throat and kind of tearing into him.
Ew.
And eating him there in the middle of the alleyway.
Oh, wow. I don't even know. I mean, I look around, no one, and other people could have seen it.
They look, and then they just keep walking.
Do they all have masks?
No.
Do they see me? The woman who just attacked the rabbit?
She's not paying attention to you. She's got a muzzle full of blood.
I slowly back away before I run.
Okay. That's a good band name, Muzzle Full of Blood.
Yeah, yeah. So as you're backing away, you start feeling the ground shake a little bit. You notice another building starts to shake not far away, and a second tree starts to come up through it.
No.
Yes.
No.
What do you want to do?
I need to find the girls, so okay. I'm going to run towards my house, or
all right,
at least hail a cab.
All right, so you make it back to the house, and you search everywhere, and the house is empty. At some point, Godfrey comes through the front door while you're going through all the different rooms looking for people. Alizé is not in her cage. Maggie's not in her room. Ethel's not there. None of the staff is there except for Godfrey. So he walks down. Oh, hi, Mom. You okay?
Godfrey, where is everyone?
Well, let's see. Mrs. Finch went out to get food this morning. The girls should be downstairs getting lunch ready with the other... I forget their names. Anyway, and then your husband left about... I don't know, early this morning to go down to the docks to do some work with the importers. And then the young lady of the night was here for a little while, and she left in a haste with the other one that's a little creepy. The girl that's always reading and mumbling things.
Mrs. Prendergast.
That's her last name?
Oh, dear Lord, what kind of a butler are you?
Sorry, I didn't know I had to learn the new people's names. I just figured I'd give them what they needed and...
Godfrey.
They're not the same level as you and the general, right? I mean...
Mrs. Prendergast is.
Well, so I have to learn
her
name.
And the others are my friends.
All right, fine. I'll learn the Lady of the Night's name. But she, both her and the Mrs. Prendergast...
Miss Cooper.
They left. Quickly.
I suggest you write the names down.
Oh, I have a steel trap.
Lest you forget them as much as you have forgotten how to buttle.
Well, there's no need to be rude. I buttle just fine. I buttle all the time.
Any idea where Miss Cooper and Miss Prendergast went?
I didn't know their names before you told me. Do you think I asked them where
they went?
Do you
know where they went, Godfrey?
No, not at all. He starts limping like you notice he's exaggerating his limp a little bit. I'll go try to find them.
Oh, don't.
Don't what, ma'am?
Don't act like a child.
How am I acting like a child?
I've no time to argue. Call me a cab.
Yes, ma'am. He goes outside.
I could see the flicker on your face of, you're a cab.
Punch.
Oh, Godfrey would be so sacked.
Buttling days would be over.
Buttle this!
Buttle this.
Alizé.
Yes.
You are running. You know that this four-legged wolf can outrun you. You also, though, know they can't climb trees.
Oh, do I have to end up a tree?
That's, I mean, you can go for the open field and try to outrun them towards the portal.
No, I don't think an open field would be great. Oh, but I have to get to the portal.
You have to get to the portal.
All right, so... Oh, it's going to eat me. I keep trying to think that there's got to be another plan, like maybe a zigzag, you know, and... Outsmart.
Serpentine,
right.
Get a big stick.
Right. And I domesticate it somehow and make it play fetch. That's what's in my mind. Right, so...
Do you want to look for, like, a stick or something or some kind of... Because you are
in
the woods.
I am in the woods. I was looking for, like, a rock formation or some sort of rocks.
Yeah, you can find
to throw.
Okay.
And I find some nice throwing rocks because I know that I can't outrun the animal, but I can outsmart the animal. So
yeah,
I do go in a serpentine pattern and find some rocks.
Okay.
And throw.
So
some rocks to try to obstruct. I don't want to hurt it, but I do want to make sure that I scare it maybe another direction.
All right. So you run up to this rock form, like this bunch of rocks that are just kind of laying around, and you grab a rock. So you're just trying to scare it?
I want to scare it so it doesn't continue to follow me so I can get to the portal.
Okay.
I don't want to kill it. I feel like that'd be murdering a part of myself.
So I think that instead of having you roll to see if you like hit it or whatever, I think this is a more of an intimidate kind of thing. So why don't you roll against your intimidation?
It's not very good, so it's going to be fun. I'm not very intimidating, and now that I'm not a wolf anymore, I'm definitely not very intimidating. Oh! I made the roll.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 3.
Oh,
you are intimidating as heck.
And my intimidation was 18.
Put a mark next to it. Tell me how you scare this wolf with your incredible roll.
Well, you know, as you do, you get intimidating. I grabbed like the most perfect, like jagged little rocks, and not too little, enough like palm sized little like rock, and I was able to first distract it because I don't think he anticipated me turning around and being able to attack in any type of way, and I made myself big, as I guess I learned some things from this wolf. Made myself big as I could, bared my teeth and my hands, and then threw the rock. I think I didn't mean to hurt it, but I got a little bit of it in the eye.
Right.
And
you grazed it good.
I grazed its eye, and that, I think, was enough to scratch. And then I'm able to turn around and get to this portal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you come through the portal. And you find yourself back in the cage, and you're covered in blood.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, naked, because Sor Nernos doesn't really do clothes.
I get it.
And you notice that the keys are on the table, not far away, but the door is locked to the cage.
Okay, so I go get the keys.
The keys are across.
Oh, I can't get out of the cage?
You can't get out of the cage.
Oh, great. So I yell to see if anyone's in the house.
Okay. After a few moments, Godfrey opens the door. Oh, dear Lord. Ma'am, can you please put something on?
I would love to, but I'm trapped in this cage. Could you please...
Good Lord. This is,
open it.
This post is becoming more and more.
I understand. I appreciate you getting over yourself so you can help me out of here.
Today has been very bizarre. Here's the keys. I will be down if you need anything. Good day. He walks out.
Thank you. Keys. Cheers.
And that's where we're going to end this particular episode.
He's had a day.
Yeah, he has a day. This is actually a good spot for us to end. Thank you all so much for listening. Just want to talk about Patreon real quick. We have a bunch of new levels on Patreon where you can get buttons and t-shirts and all these different things. If you've seen some of the artwork that we've put up online, like of Alizé's wolf and the people in the masks and all of that. We're going to be making those into shirts for our Patreon backers. And we're also going to be doing buttons. We also have a level where you can play a game with me online, which is cool. there's a lot of great things on there that we've added on. You also get content and everything else before everybody else. Like today I put out episode 15, literally 8 days before it actually comes out to the general populace.
Ooh.
So that's cool. So anyway, check that out. Just type in 12 Sided Stories and we will pop up. That'd be really cool. Your support is always, always helpful. Now let's talk about social media. We'll start with Terry.
Oh, hello. I'm Terry Gamble. I played Alizé Carew and not a wolf anymore. Oh my God.
What's going to happen?
I don't know. I feel so different. You can follow me at the Terry Gamble on all the social medias or find me at terrygamble.com. Yeah.
Hello. I don't know what I'm doing. Kelsey Osborne. You can follow me on the socials on Twitter and Instagram at Kelsey Kelsom, KelseyKelsem.
I'm Chicken Dickens. Just kidding. I am Mac Beauvais, and I was playing Ethel Prendergast, and you can find me on the social medias as at StrangeLikeThat.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I play Eugenia Penbottom, and you can find me on the socials at Michulhu, that's MICHULHU.
And I am Wes Otis. I am Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can also find us on Battle Bards and on Drive-Thru RPGs if you would like to check out our sound library that you can get there to add to your own games. We really appreciate you listening, and we'll speak at you soon. Bye.